For people who like titles, the title of this sermonette is Two Fathers. T-O, Fathers. There isn't a boy but wants to grow, manly and true at heart, and every lad would like to know the secrets we can impart. He doesn't want to slack or shirk, or haven't you heard him plead? He'll follow a man at play or work, if only a man would lead. Where are the men who'll lead today, sparing an hour or two, teaching the boy the game to play, just as a man should do? Village and slums are calling, come! Here are the boys indeed, who can tell what they might become, if only a man would lead. Where are the men to lend a hand, echo it far and wide? Men who will rise in every land, bridging the great divide. Nation and flag and tongue unite, joining each class and creed. Here are the boys who would do right, but where are the men to lead? That's a poem by a 19th century pastor, and he was asking a question that was important at his time, and is extremely important in our time. In honor of Father's Day, I would like to speak about fathers. The role of fatherhood is vital. Looking around the room, I see people who have different interests and talents and different jobs. One thing we all do have in common is we have all had a father. The role of fatherhood is not for the faint-hearted. It is not to be taken lightly. It is not something we give our leftover moments to. When God blesses us by giving us a son or a daughter to raise, He is not only entrusting a potential eternal son or daughter of His to shape or mold, but we also now symbolically represent God the Father. And we should never take that responsibility lightly. When speaking about the Father of the faithful, God says in Genesis chapter 18, if we all turn to Genesis chapter 18, should be a quick turn. I'll cheat. I have it written down. For I know him, that he would command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the ways of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken to him. Both Abraham and Lot were considered righteous. But why? Why did God choose Abraham to be the line through which all the nations would be blessed? God knew Abraham. God knew he would teach his children and his household that comes after him. Abraham taught his family and household that they need to teach, their children to teach their children generationally the ways of the Lord. So, what does God say for fathers to do? He tells us we need to teach our children. If we're all turned to Psalms chapter 78, I'm going to read. I'll read a psalm, somewhat long. It says, I will open my mouth in a parable. I will speak dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their sons, showing to the generations to come the praises of Jehovah and his strength, and his wonderful works that he has done. For he set up a testimony in Jacob, and ordered a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should teach them to their sons, so that the generations to come might know. Sons shall be born, and they shall rise and tell their sons, so that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set their hearts aright, and whose spirit was not faithful with God. Looking around the room, I know that none of us have had perfect fathers, nor are we perfect fathers. We as fathers all fall short. We all miss the mark. But we as children, do we magnify the shortfalls of our father? Or do we amplify and learn from what he did right for us? Nowhere in the Bible does it say, you do not have to honor your father or mother if they are not worthy, if they are lousy parents, if they are hypocrites, if they are unbelieving, or if they are fill in the blank. What does the Bible say? The Bible tells us to honor our father and mother so our days may be long in the land. It doesn't get too much simpler than that. When we honor our earthly father, we are learning to honor how... When we honor our earthly father, we are learning how to honor God. Have you ever thought about how God, the ruler of the universe, who has made many different titles, and names that are right and proper to call him by, actually tells us to call him Father? That is what he wants to be to us, and the title that he must find most dear. Not to mention that it's an honor for us to be allowed to call him that. As followers of Christ, we are going on to perfection. That includes when, as fathers, we fail and are made aware of our shortcomings. We need to repent and change directions. God wants us to be overcomers. And as children to our fathers, we need to remember that we honor God when we honor our fathers, and that we also have shortcomings and are in need of forgiveness. It is very easy to spot the weaknesses and the character flaws of our fathers. But it is more honorable to choose to look at the good in our fathers and to seek to emulate those qualities, fulfilling God's commandment for us. With that in mind, I would like to quote a saying from our 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again. Because there is no effort without error and shortcomings, but who does actually strive to do the deed. Who knows the great enthusiasm, the great devotion, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly. So his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. To bring this full circle, we need fathers. And fathers need to take seriously the role God has given them. We need to be leading and teaching God's way to our children as fathers. But we also must remember there's only one perfect father. We need to be merciful towards our earthly fathers, who, like ourselves, though trying, have failed. May we all be blessed through our obedience in God and honoring our fathers. I hope everyone has a great and meaningful Father's Day.